This is About Men Radio. It's not about all men, just us men. I'm a man. I spell M. A.
M. We're back at the compound.
At the compound.
Yeah.
And we're fully fueled with toast and syrup.
Bacon.
No waffles, though.
Everything tastes better with
still no waffles.
Yeah, the organic waffles.
No, that's not waffles. Whole grain waffles is like an oxymoron. It's like healthy waffles.
What'd you call me?
It doesn't exist.
No.
And you can't have it with bacon.
Oh.
Right, exactly.
They cancel each other out.
You gotta have tofu or something like that. Like, who likes tofu bacon? That doesn't even like
what
exist.
What is that?
Yeah, it exists, right? I bet you there is tofu.
Does it really? Oh,
I have no idea.
They make tofu. And they make everything out of tofu. Yeah.
Isn't tofu like Japanese for cardboard?
God. Jeez.
Why?
I'm getting too old for this. Seriously.
I think it's more like Plato or something.
He was a great philosopher, but that's a whole other story.
Plato.
Yeah. Worked with me.
You went there.
I used to play with Play-Doh a lot.
Yes, Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
What was the one?
What?
It says non-toxic
that
on it.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. You know.
That and crayons.
A melange.
What was the one that, like, you could lift pictures from?
Oh, that was Silly Putty.
Silly
Putty was awesome.
That's right.
Silly Putty was great. Yeah, you could use that for even little small repairs.
Except when it gets in your daughter's hair.
Why would you put it in your daughter?
Well, that was a conversation killer.
That's another story.
That's episode six.
I can't tell the story of how Silly Putty was invented.
Okay.
How was it invented?
It was the residue from making condoms.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Look it up in your funkin' Wagnalls.
Hey, watch what you say about my Wagnalls.
My father loved that joke. That was like, that's no, what was that show?
Funkin' Wagnalls.
It was a 60s show.
That's
Laughing.
Laughing. No, yeah. Yeah.
Suck it to me. My dad loved that show, and he would walk around and crack that joke all the time. Look it up in my Funkin' Wagnalls. What are you doing, Father John? Are you cleaning your ears while we're recording?
I don't know what he's doing.
I'm really struggling to hear, so that's why.
What's going on? You got a lot of earwax in there? No. You got to hose yourself out?
Yep. Nice. Well, I've been doing that all week.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Nice.
That's nice.
I find it's just easier if you just take a rag through one ear and the other and just buff.
Exactly.
You
know, I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Did you try that?
No.
So what's happening? You had a lot of a buildup of earwax?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know I'm going to keep asking about this, right?
Why are we talking about this?
Well, because we're in the middle of doing the show and he decides to drop ear drops into his head. Like there's no one else in the room. It's like, you know, most humans would do it like in the bathroom and
I did in the bathroom.
Yeah, but he also got changed.
Yeah, he walked through here naked.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he had a towel.
Well, no, he had a towel.
I saw him naked, and I tried to take a picture.
You peeked through the corners there.
Well, he put a quarter in the machine.
I'm sitting here, and I had a direct line of sight.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a full moon tonight. And the thing is, he's putting in earwax while he has headphones on. That's a talent.
That is a talent.
That's amazing.
That is an amazing talent. So now, we'll get back to John's ears, Father John's ear. But what this show is supposed to be about is about
men.
Well, no, it's about men.
Oh, okay.
Because we're all manly men. Actually, somebody the other day asked me, oh, you're doing a show about men? It's about macho and manly things? No, not so much. Not with us.
No.
I don't think we could never be mistaken for macho or manly.
Not on your life.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
And why? That would be why?
Just because I've got to be contrarian. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's your role in life.
Thank you.
Yeah, in a lineup, I don't think we would be picked out as the macho kind of guy.
No, not even close.
Well, it depends on who the other people in the lineup are.
Yeah,
even if there was women in the lineup, we would still not be picked
they
as
would
macho.
Be macho.
They would be more of us. As we macho.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, this show is about do-it-yourselfer types.
What specifically are we talking about?
Homeowners. You're at home, you're doing yourself, you're fixing stuff up. And, you know, I mean, I think most of us here are homeowners
or former homeowners,
except me.
Right.
I don't plan on owning a home yet.
Smart.
Yeah, because, you know.
Not that you're homeless.
No, it's just that I like living in the city. I'm not sure I want to live in a house and have those responsibilities just yet because, you know, I just turned 30 and it's like.
I got my
whole life ahead of me.
It's nice to hear when a father doesn't want to have responsibilities.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I have kids. I forgot about that.
You forget that at times. I know.
Do.
We have to remind you, Gage.
I forget.
Your wife pays us to remind you. You owe us $20.
Yes. She owes you $20.
Exactly.
Well, listen.
I'm speaking to her.
I'm not a homeowner. You are, Chris.
I am. Yeah.
So I'm going to let you handle the questioning on this. I want to find out, basically, or we should find out. It's like, which one of us are do-it-yourselfers and which one are not, and why? That's what I want to know.
If it requires a hammer or a power tool, somebody else is doing it. A screwdriver or a light bulb, maybe. See, I have a fighting chance.
We're still talking about homes, right?
Yes, we are. Okay. This is the thing. If you know any of us, the person least likely to do any home repairs would be Chris.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But you admit it, though.
I totally own this.
You will not go out there and like attempt it and like macho it out like, oh, I'm doing this. No one else is doing this.
I had a power saw for exactly a day. And I said,
how many people died?
I'm going to lose a limb. And I decided to give it away to my neighbor. I'm like, okay, this is better in your hands because I will have no hands by the time I'm done with this.
Well, the question is, why did you have it in the first place?
We had a jungle gym, a wooden jungle gym out front that I had to dismantle.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And that's actually partly why I have a sledgehammer. The sledgehammer I feel comfortable operating.
I don't have a sledgehammer at home.
No, it's that's
do you have a saw?
Yes, I have saws, drills.
I'm sure he has many saws.
I have routers. I have lots of stuff. Uh-huh.
But that kind of scares me because the last episode we were talking about how you like all these horror movies.
Exactly.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a basement.
And he has a basement. But John has a meat locker in his house.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. And so, Rich, you're a do-it.
I would have to say earlier on in my homeowner experience and when I was younger, I was definitely more gung-ho and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But as time has gone on and I've had kids, it gets...
You had kids?
Yes.
Wow. I thought your wife did.
I mean, actually, after with every pregnancy, I like gained weight with her. And I don't think I
we know.
Any of it.
So that's what happened to John.
John's had a dozen.
He's had quintuplets.
So as time has gone on, I get less and less ambitious about things.
That makes sense, though.
Wait, hold on. We got an update on the ear canal situation.
Now it's leaking out.
Is it leaking out now? Ew.
All over the microphone.
Oh, that's
wait a minute. If we can find like an alternative use for the residue from condoms of silly putty, there may be some application from John's earwax.
We can make candles.
There you go.
We can make condoms.
It's a side business. All right. At the About Men Radio website, you can
buy the gift shop. Earwax
at the gift shop.
Own a piece of John.
Own a piece of Father John.
You've heard him?
Yes, exactly.
Yikes.
Oh, God bless you, Father John. God bless you.
The theme of the show, I think, has just changed for this episode. Yes,
it's candles.
It is now candle making. Oh, all right. Where are we?
Candles that
do it yourself thing. I can't hang a picture.
Well, I was very ambitious earlier on.
Right. Now, how would they go? How would the projects go? Would they go okay? I mean,
lots of cursing.
There you go.
And nothing ever goes the way you plan it.
Fair enough. Okay.
And everything takes three times as long as you think it's going to take.
Everything works out just fine for me.
Yeah.
You see?
You call a guy.
I call a guy.
You know a guy.
I got a guy.
You got a guy. Right. See, for me, I was scarred as a kid because I would be dragooned by my dad to do these home projects during Easter vacation. So he was a total do-it-yourselfer, though we lived in an apartment.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Wallpapering, carpeting, painting, paneling, all that stuff. But it never would go right. My favorite story is he's up on the ladder and he's putting on a coat of paint on the ceiling.
Right.
And it was something that activated in the paint and started peeling the old paint off these long strips.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you guys know my dad is a first-class swearjarian.
Yeah, he is.
There was a blue streak I had never heard. I was on that very thin line between laughing and being afraid.
Yes.
Very thin line.
Right, exactly.
Very careful.
Wow.
Had about
he made up some new ones?
There was stuff there I had like, wow, I have to hold on. Can you pause? I have to write this down because this is like unbelievable.
Is he like Darren McGavin in A Christmas Story?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go. Oh. Yeah. Absolutely. And it was a vintage moment. I was like, oh my God, I'm not seeing this, am I? And it was awful.
Oh.
Awful. So that cured me from ever wanting to like lift a tool to do anything around the
house.
But
it didn't cure you from swearing like a sailor.
No, that I was infected with.
Yes.
Yeah.
You inherited
You wrote
that.
All that stuff down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a little diary.
I also have an interesting question. I wonder if the do-it-yourself thing is something we inherit from our fathers. Or
I think so. I honestly do think so. I know John inherited it.
My dad had a workbench in the room, so.
And you lived in an apartment.
Of course, I slept through it, and he would be hammering and sawing.
Have I told the story
drilling.
About how to wake John up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have I ever told
you? That's why, you know, I would.
Let me interrupt you.
Put eardrops
right now. John and I, you know, you guys know I've been involved with several women and they've tossed me out on my ass for various and sundry reasons.
Starting with your mother.
So in between, one of those escapades, I lived with John for a while. And you know what? Let's be honest. We bust Father John's chops. But, you know, he's probably the nicest one out of all.
He's a giving guy.
Yeah, he is a giving guy. Yeah. He is the nicest.
We don't like what he's giving, but.
Earwax. Earwax I could do without. But so no. So John and I were living together for a time. So it's like the morning. I'm trying to get John up. When you're trying to be nice to somebody and you're trying to wake them up, the idea is you go in and very quietly and ease
them. You kiss
them
on the cheek, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. You brush them lightly with your fingers. He didn't like that part too much. No. So you know, like, hey, John. Hey, it's the morning. You know, get up. You're going to be late for work. You know, that's what normal people do, right?
Yeah.
Not in my ass, but go ahead.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the point, right? I walk in there, being me, a pain in the ass. I decided I was going to yell, John.
Wow.
Just, you know, just to bust some balls. Because that's, I don't know if you guys noticed this, man.
Really?
I have a tendency to do that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm stunned.
You did not.
No.
It's shocked. You're all shocked.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked and apled.
So I went in there and I started yelling. He slept like a log. Totally slept like a log. And I figured, wow, he ruined the joke. This would have been funny. Right. I wanted to see him get up and go, ah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went in there and very gently went, John, it's time to get up. That's how he gets up. So I honestly believe that his father could be jackhammering in the next room.
It was conditioned.
Banging, right, harmony. Right. Exactly. Conditioned. Yeah. Plus, he has like three brothers.
True.
Right?
True.
So it's like this dude could sleep through anything, but if you whisper in his ear, he will have.
Well, jump it's to the gently touch.
It's the gentle touch.
Well, he's got that ear where I touch.
I think he touched my arm.
Yeah,
that's
what we're calling
it.
That's a story you can stick to it. That's okay. I'm all right with that. It's all good.
You sure that was an arm?
Like a baby's forearm.
Like, all right.
That's getting cut.
Just took a turn.
We just earned that explicit tag right there, man. Wow. So yeah, John, your dad was a real fixer-upper.
Yes.
He really was. He built his own like golf clubs and stuff.
Oh yeah.
He would create his own tools too.
Right, there you go.
To do the job.
Yeah,
so even with the golf clubs and he...
Yeah. That's kind of zen. That's kind of zen, though. What kind of tool do you use to make a tool?
That is. It's very meta.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Machinist, so he could do anything with metal. And in fact, as a kid, everyone wants toys and stuff, right?
What's that one that you can change like in the...
Alchemist?
The one that you change to gold.
Oh, that's something like that.
It's something like that. Is that what it is?
Alchemy,
is it?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't question Funkin' Rhinos.
I don't think they ever...
John was in the middle of a story there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was he?
He's always in the middle of a story. The stories never end.
He's still working on one. He's still working on one from episode 3.
Yeah.
So he's got to get back to metal.
Everyone wants like store-bought toys. So, you know, hey, I want a nice store-bought toy and I... unwrapped this present, and I'm like, what the hell is that? He made a derrick.
What the hell's a derrick?
A derrick is a type of crane.
Oh, okay.
So he made it out of wood and metal.
Right.
And you know, he had tires that he probably pulled off one of my Tonka toys.
And you wanted some cheap plastic crap that at that point was made in, like, Bulgaria.
Right. But this actually, because he used to have the steel tip boots that he'd wear to work, and each boot weighed about 5 pounds.
Right.
The derrick picked up the boot, and did not tip over.
That's awesome.
Nice. Damn.
That is
nice.
I do have to ask.
So now, but as a kid, I'm like,
can I ask a question?
You sort of lean to the plastic stuff until like your friends come over and they're like, wow, this is cool. Exactly. You know, then you start to appreciate.
See, but I know for a fact that John inherited that part because during this time when I was with him, I was kind of like a little strapped for cash.
Yeah,
right?
Who is in the times, right?
I had a big thing of change.
Okay.
Right? And he's laughing because he knows the story, right? So I took a Saturday or whatever, and I was counting all the change, rolling it up. He's like, no, let me make a thing. I'm like, yeah, John,
separate the coins.
Yeah, separate the coins. Go. Yeah, you go make a thing. Stop. Let me count. That night, he had made a change sorter from the bottom of a bottle, like a 64-ounce bottle. At the time, there were 64-ounce bottles of soda.
Yeah, New
York
City
made an automatic change thing.
Wow.
It was like he drilled the holes for each size of the change, and you know, you just shook it up and boom, it was there. Brilliant. right? It couldn't lift a 5-pound shoe, but
I, you know,
it was very useful.
Very nice.
Wow. That's so pretty.
I've got to ask, how did you know your father's boots weighed 5 pounds?
Yeah, you know.
I weighed them.
That's because he kicked
his ass. Yeah, I was about to say, he's got the imprints on his butt.
He kicked his ass.
I weighed about 5 pounds.
The man had legs of steel, too. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, wow. I mean, alchemists are like that. Yeah,
that's true.
Low center of gravity.
Well, you have legs of steel now, too, right?
I still hurt from episode 3.
You know,
you guys have no sympathy for me.
No
at all.
Sympathy for the
Chris
devil.
Has a little bit of sympathy.
Well, it's okay. It's turning green now, so it's
green is good. Right?
Green is good. Yeah,
you have to understand sympathy and apathy are not the same.
The limb turns green, then we'll have problems.
Yeah,
that's good. Sympathy and apathy. That's a T-shirt slogan.
Sympathy and apathy are not the same thing.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Anyway, so we're talking about DIY stuff. We're talking about do it yourself home improvement stuff, and I don't do it. Chris doesn't do it. Rich tried.
I still do some, but...
Some, but you know, now, you're not
now, now
enthusiastic
it, it's it. Turned into, like, I don't want to do anything.
Right. There you go. There you go. What is that, sympathy or apathy?
A little of both.
A little both. Yeah. Gary, I don't even have to ask you.
I am a true capitalist. I believe that everyone has a role in society.
Right.
So why should I take the job from someone who's trying to feed their family?
Right.
You know, maybe they're a carpenter, maybe they're a painter. Who am I to not give them
Who
a job?
Who are you? You're taking money out of there.
Exactly. What a philanthropist.
He really is.
Gosh, thank you.
I'm almost moved to tears.
That
here.
Means Jack Hole, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I was moved.
By the way, Gary and I invented that word.
Jackhole? Yes.
Jackhole.
Jack really?
We
really?
Invented it. Actually,
Circle R.
Circle.
That's a trademark, baby. That's a registered trademark.
Jack Fist was another one we invented.
Yes.
Actually, you know what?
I
lost
the band.
I lost the
copyright.
No, not the copyright. The website for that.
Why? What happened?
Because I forgot to pay for it.
Oh.
So we used to have a website called jackfist.com.
Jackfist.
You lost it?
Jackfist.
You jackhole.
What were we talking about?
I want to return actually for a minute to John's handyman talents, because there's one moment I recall very clearly, because it left me in convulsions on the sidewalk on Westchester Avenue outside of McDonald's when he was trying to repair your glasses.
Oh, gosh. That's
Pedro had these sort of plastic, sort of blue, light blue glass frames. And
we may have actually told this story before, but you should tell it.
Yeah, and they cracked, and John was taking a lighter and a Bic. Paper, a pen cap, and trying to melt it to fill in the gaps on the frame,
and hijinks ensued.
And
but on the streets,
on the
Bronx.
Streets of the Bronx, with Pedro screaming at John
because he stored the glasses on his face.
Let me just take them off, John. Let me just take them off.
That was good.
It was a moment. It was a moment. But you know, I did give John a lot of credit for trying.
It was a moment.
Yeah, but it scares me when fire is involved.
Yeah, I could see that.
Melting plastic.
Melting plastic. The toxic fumes.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
we've been talking about do it yourself. Let's get another perspective. We got another About Men Radio homeboy that we have to work into the mix. Sylvia LaFrosia. Let's get him in. Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here.
This conversation is about being a do-it-yourself kind of guy, like fixing your own stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. That's what the conversation is about. Now, personally, my philosophy, and I think Chris and Gary kind of fall along the same lines, is we'd rather pay someone else to do it. We don't necessarily want to do it ourselves because, to be perfectly honest with you, I think our insurance wouldn't cover the damage that would be involved in this, right? So... But we wanted to get your perspective. You're a homeowner, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And are you a do-it-yourself guy? Are you the type of guy that will not pay someone else, but will make sure to fix, upgrade, make an addition to your own house?
Addition.
Well, the easiest way to answer that is, what projects have I taken on in the past 16 years as a homeowner? I've tiled all my floors. I've installed wood floors. I've installed a hot water heater, installed garbage disposals, electrical wiring, just about everything. And, you know, of course, most homeowners will do painting. That's a easy.
That's a given. Yeah, I could actually do that. I can handle that.
I've seen you paint. And it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I don't know. Sylvia just went over my head with garbage disposals and all that kind of stuff.
But, and you know what's so funny is that right now, you can Google just about anything
and look it up on YouTube.
5 to 10 different YouTube videos on how to do exactly what you're trying to do.
Yes. Actually, it just reminded me of that recent, my ice maker in my freezer kicked a bucket a couple of years ago and looked it up on YouTube. I ordered the part, got it in, and then put it in, and it's been working ever since.
So, Silvio, you're a do-it-yourself kind of guy.
Yes, I am.
But now, have all your projects gone off 100% perfectly?
No, they haven't.
I think,
well, but it works.
It works, right?
Well, the rule of thumb, I think nothing ever goes according to plan.
Okay, that's fair enough.
That's my mantra.
So, you know what? Well, first, Silvio, let's start with Rich. Rich, give us your biggest horror story.
Oh, horror story.
Like, to do-it-yourself horror story. Do you have one right off the tip of your tongue?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually. This should be good.
Okay, so this was in my condo, because okay. I have a house and a condo, so.
Oh, no. Oh, I have a house and a condo. Oh.
Oh, house so, and a condo. Ooh.
So, yeah, so the condo, so in the bathroom, I want
do
to
do you have a summer home in the Hamptons as well?
Yeah.
Do we?
No, I sold the summer home.
Oh, okay.
For a winter home.
Oh, winter home. Yeah. We used to call it. Anyway, all right, so the condo.
I'm in the bathroom, so I wanted to put up that plastic sheeting, because the condo had these plastic tiles.
Right.
And they're kind of cheap. So I want to make a nice bathroom. So I put in all new brass fixtures, mm-hmm. and I put up this, like, a laminate.
Right. That doesn't plastic. Sound bad.
Yeah.
So where's the horror?
Well, the walls were rotting, so... I broke through to the wall.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on.
You said, hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
That's pretty horrific.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. So let me get this straight. You're putting down the stuff in the bathroom and you busted through your neighbor's wall?
No. When I took off the tiles, the walls had some damage.
Right.
So I broke through the plaster and then had to replaster first.
Oh, boy. That sounds horrific.
Yeah, that was a little difficult because you're using plaster of Paris.
Right.
Where...
Why
most
don't you
cases,
use American
you would
plaster?
Just go and get
What's
the ready
What's wrong
mix?
With American plaster?
Huh?
What's wrong with American plaster?
Oh, like nothing.
Plaster of Paris, huh?
No, well, nothing's wrong with
you're a commie.
But it's American-made plaster.
Yeah, it's American-made.
All right.
French plaster.
In Mexico, there.
That sounds like a horror
so,
story.
I had everything up looking pretty. Then
the condo board decides. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Silvio. That's true.
Functional.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
Of course, shoot ahead 5 years later, the condo decides, oh, we're going to redo like some bathroom fixtures. They swapped out my toilet, you know, for one of these like easy flows. So now you have to flush the thing like three times to actually get something,
to get it
a piece of toilet paper down.
How is it that we get to the toilet? We get from doing
know.
A wall, all of a sudden John's in the toilet.
Went from the shower
to
the toilet.
A toilet's a very important fixture in a guy's house.
I would imagine so. Now, Silvio, Rich is still thinking.
Yeah, I'm still thinking.
Give me a horror story.
Not so much a horror story, but, you know, somebody trying to fleece me.
We didn't really talk about that.
Well, that's the thing, you know, with these do-it-yourself, you want to do it yourself because somebody else is going to screw you.
And not in a good way.
No, not in the way I enjoy.
Right.
I came back from vacation, and my neighbor told me, you know, I'm hearing this hissing sound coming from the side of your house. Never very good. So I went to the side of the house, and there's my main pipe just blowing straight out water. And I'm like, oh, my God, right before the valve that goes into the house that shuts everything off.
Wow.
So I'm looking at it, and the first thing, of course, like a guy, I'm thinking, hey, I can fix this. And then I thought, you know what? I really don't want to fix this. So I did what any guy would do. And
right.
Back in the 20th century, we would grab the phone book and look through there, find a plumber.
Right.
This time I went to the internet and
nice.
I went to, what's the
Angie's
chick
list?
That says? Yeah, that's the chick.
Yeah,
Angie's List. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, Angie's List gives the best, like, plumbers with. The plumbers, electricians.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, they have reviews.
Reviews.
Yeah, they'll certify these guys that they're so great and all that. Okay, so I said, you know what? I'll bite. You know, let me call one of these Angie's List guys. And I did. And this company called Professional Plumbing, you know, very, very professional.
Yeah, that sounds.
Said, hey, you know, these guys sound professional.
Very.
So I called them in and they showed up. And the guy rings my doorbell and he's got him and his assistant and this notebook in front of him. And he says, hey, you know, we just walked up and we heard where the problem is. I'm like, hey, fantastic. These guys really know what they're doing. They went to the side of my house and they said, hey, we saw where the leak was. Fantastic. Great. You guys troubleshot that in just a second, just like I did.
So then they handed you
money
for $60.
And then he said, well, and then he opened up his binder and said, we can fix this and it's going to cost you this much. And he showed me a price. It was $330. I'm like, wait a minute. you just came here, troubleshot this thing in less than half a second because I did already, and you're going to charge me $330 to just change a piece of pipe? And the guy says, well, that's our standard price. And I go, well, you know, you guys came recommended from this site. And he's like, well, this is what we do. I'm like, you know, no, thank you. It took me 20 minutes to drive to Home Depot, buy $30 worth of pipe, and change that thing. And I did it wrong twice and had to redo it in half an hour. In 30 minutes, I finally got it done. It still works.
You should have sent them a bill. You should have sent them a man clap for Sylvia. Right. Man clap.
So what this horror story kind of tells us is sometimes DIY is forced on us as homeowners.
Oh, yeah.
That's very true.
It's not that they're trying to rip you off. They stick to something. Yeah, $330. Come on, guys. If he would have told me $150, I would have said, yes, do it for me.
Right.
You know, even though that was $70 more than I paid that day.
Right.
You know,
but it would have been done, and it would have been gone, and it would have been over with.
Right.
Yes, and I could say, hey, a plumber did this for me. I helped the economy. You know, these guys are doing something.
But Joe the plumber.
Come on, $330 for me. What do you want me to bend over for you? Get out of here. I'll go do it myself.
You know, the sad part is I would have paid him the $330. I don't even know where the Home Depot is.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it is. All right.
They would throw out stuff to you, flam staff.
They would make stuff up. And then I don't want to be embarrassed. So I pretend I know what they're talking about. Oh, yeah. You know, I was just saying that. It could have been the flam staff. It could have been the flagel. Yeah.
Well, I'll go with you on that because sometimes I have gone in there. Every now and then you get this guy at Lowe's or Home Depot, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they'll start trying to say some things, and I know more than they do.
Right.
But then you get this one guy who's, you know, this plumber for 40 years, lost his job because the company went out, and he has to work for three more years at Home Depot, you know, to get by till he gets to retirement. And you feel bad for the guy. And he starts throwing out these terms like flanges and crap. And I'm like, and you're nodding at him. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And at that point, you say, no, I'm going to go get somebody else to do this one. I have no idea what this guy just told me.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right, Silvio, thank you for calling in. And listen, you know you're part of the equation, so we're going to be bothering you more often. I hope that's cool.
That's great. I want to contribute whatever I can.
We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, guys.
Anyway, this is About Men. AboutMenRadio.com. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook.
See ya.